Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with the extraordinary tape revealed by Bob Woodward of The Washington Post, in which an emissary of Roger Ailes, the head of Fox News, offers General Petraeus the presidency bankrolled by Rupert Murdoch. Investigative journalist Carl Grossman, who knows the emissary involved, joins us to discuss how the Pravda of the Republican Party, Fox News, became the kingmaker in the United Kingdom and now in the USA. Then we'll look further into the malignant effect of the Murdoch empire on journalism and politics with Timothy Carr, the Senior Director of Strategy for Free Press, who is trying to prevent Obama's FCC from removing the cross-ownership rules preventing media moguls from owning newspapers and television monopolies in the same markets. In spite of Murdoch's and Fox News' efforts to deny Obama a second term, the Obama administration appeared to be rewarding Murdoch, allowing him to buy the Los Angeles Times and the Chicago Tribune. Then finally, we'll look into escalating street battles in Egypt between the secular young revolutionaries who toppled Mubarak and the Muslim Brotherhood who ended up capturing political power. Juan Cole, professor of modern Middle Eastern and South Asian history at the University of Michigan and author of Engaging the Muslim World, joins us to discuss the growing polarization of Egyptian politics as the new fundamentalist leader grabs more power. Joining us now is Carl Grossman, a professor of journalism at the State University of New York College of Old Westbury. For more than 45 years, he has pioneered the combination of investigative reporting and environmental journalism and is a chief investigative reporter for WVVH-TV and host of the nationally aired TV program Enviro Close-Up. He is the author of 6 books, including Cover Up, What You Are Not Supposed to Know About Nuclear Power, Power Crazy, and The Wrong Stuff, The Space Program's Nuclear Threat to Our Planet. He's received the George Polk Memorial Award for Journalism and the James Aronson and John Peter Zenger Awards. Welcome to Background Briefing, Carl Grossman.
It's a pleasure.
And this tape that Bob Woodward has revealed, I don't know how he got hold of it, it's an extremely high-quality audio tape of this emissary of Roger Ailes, who's in Kabul interviewing General Petraeus, presumably. She is a national security correspondent for Fox News. And she is an emissary for Roger Ailes and basically offers Petraeus the presidency, says that the chairman, who she reverently refers to Roger Ailes as, is prepared to actually take leave from running Fox News to run Petraeus's campaign, that the chairman is not happy with the Republican field, which ended up, of course, with Romney as its chief spear carrier, if you will, and that Rupert Murdoch will bankroll the campaign. And, of course, Petraeus turns them down, but he's extremely respectful. This is absolutely mind-boggling. I mean,
It's a bombshell. And, in fact, folks can listen to the tape. All you have to do is to go online to Bob Woodward's story, which was published in The Washington Post on December 3rd. Just Google Woodward and Petraeus and Ailes, or a combination of those words, McFarland, perhaps. The headline of the piece, if you want to Google that, get right to it, is Fox News Chief's Failed Attempt to Enlist Petraeus as Presidential Candidate. And the conversation goes on and on and on, and it's very, very clear what's involved, that K.T. McFarland, who I happen to know, she lives here where I live in the Hamptons, on Long Island, and we both, for years, were commentators on WLIU Radio, which is an NPR affiliate on Eastern Long Island. So we know each other. And she went on to Fox as a commentator, and here she is doing more than commentating. She is representing the Murdoch interests. She's representing Roger Ailes, and she's attempting on the tape to assure Petraeus that he could and he should run for president, and he'd get the full backing and the money of Rupert Murdoch, and he'd get guidance, in fact, not just simple guidance, but that Roger Ailes would leave Fox to run his campaign. I mean, it's all on the tape. It's sort of like the Watergate tapes of Richard Nixon. It's all there.
And the best that the Fox people can say and Ailes can say is that it was a joke. I mean, you don't kind of talk to the this storied general who's running a war and offer him the presidency as a joke. I mean, there was nothing humorous about it. There was no way in the world that that Petraeus was not taking it seriously. He was actually quite respectful. In fact, he went on to divulge quite a lot of information about his real ambitions, and shortly thereafter, he took up the CIA job. The Fox people said, in fact, this is what's extraordinary about their hubris. They say to Petraeus, this woman, on behalf of Roger Ailes, that, you know, we don't think you should take the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. You know, you should become president. Well, number one, he wasn't offered chairman of the Joint Chief. But he goes on, Petraeus goes on to say, well, I don't really want it, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. The real action is going to be at the CIA, which we all know how that ended. So, and also he goes on to talk about how much he loves his wife, and we all know how that ended as well. So,
well, there's all kinds of tidbits and interesting aspects to the tape as to it being a joke. I mean, that's like Roger Ailes and Fox News saying that Fox News is fair and balanced. It's not fair and not balanced, and this is no joke. And the back and forth, in fact, many times on the tape, you'll hear Petraeus say, well, this is off the record, this is off the record, and then she, Kathleen Troyer is her middle name, McFarlane, says, oh, well, it's just between you and me and Roger and so forth. I mean, this is a real private conversation. On the CIA issue, it's so interesting. I mean, this is before Petraeus gets that position. McFarlane comments that, you know, they would want, this is the Obama White House, they want to put you at the CIA. She says, I have these sources from the White House who tell me that, because this would kind of sideline you. You'd only be visible maybe a couple of times a year. You wouldn't be on the Sunday talk shows. And this is a way to prevent you from running for the presidency, whether it was 2012 or 2016. I mean, they really get down to it in this conversation. I mean, it is utterly, to me, I mean, in terms of Bob Woodward's journalism, this ranks with some of his greatest accomplishments.
Again, I'm speaking with Carl Gross, professor of journalism at the State University of New York College at Old Westbury. For more than 45 years, he has pioneered a combination of investigative reporting and environmental journalism, and is chief investigative reporter for WVVH-TV and host of the nationally aired TV program Enviro Close Up. And you mentioned that you know this emissary of Roger Ailes. She's a national security correspondent for Fox News, KT McFarland. I think she has some background, does she not, in Republican administrations?
Well, she is, you know, big background in national security. I mean, she's quite ostensibly an expert in national security. She worked for three presidents. She was on the National Security Council staff. In fact, her closest buddy was Henry Kissinger. In fact, if you go to KT McFarland's website, it's topped with a picture of she and Henry Kissinger. She also has an interest in getting to politics herself. Here in New York in 2006, she ran as a Republican for the seat held by Hillary Clinton, you know, she has that political bug. And it's a funny, I remember being on a panel with her, oh, again, this is a number of years ago, and we were talking about commentary and this and that, and like, I'm an independent journalist. I mean, I've been a journalist all my life, and you try to be independent because, particularly in investigative journalism, you may have to investigate anybody tomorrow, so you become an equal opportunity kind of investigative person. And she kind of didn't understand that. She felt that journalism was just saturated with politics. She didn't understand the role of the independent journalist in the United States. And I think the tape and her position at Fox kind of reflects that. I mean, part of the conversation in the tape is a discussion with Petraeus on various bias by media. For example, they talk about the New York Times, and Petraeus says that the Times wouldn't give a break to Bush on his policies and so forth. Again, in the conversation, both of them perceive the media as sort of an adjunct to the political system, which is really not. I mean, what the media is supposed to be about in this country is just what Bob Woodward is about, to monitor, to challenge, to be a watchdog on the political system. But here you have a person out of media. She is deeply embedded in the Fox empire with Murdoch and with Roger Ailes, trying to, well, really hatch a plot to select a president of the United States. I mean, this is nothing that somebody in media should be involved in. This kind of surreptitious king-making is just, I mean, unbelievable to me.
Well, it's not unbelievable that this woman with Fox News doesn't know the difference between journalism and propaganda. She does, after all, work for the Pravda of the Republican Party. But the notion that they basically, Fox, Ailes, and Murdoch, via this emissary, K.T. McFarland, she's no relation to Bud McFarland, is she?
No,
yeah.
No.
So she is offering literally having, all he has to do is sign on the dotted line. It's a done deal. You know, we're going to make you president. You know, we're not happy with the Republican field. And of course, they ended up with Romney. And you're going to beat Obama, and we're going to bankroll it. But there's something about this organization that's so malignant. What's been revealed in England is so disgusting, their practices and their attitudes. And it gets to, you mentioned the kingmaking aspect. They've already been kingmakers in England. They basically helped Tony Blair become prime minister, and the same with Cameron more recently. And now they're doing it here in the United States. You'd think that there'd be a little outrage out there in the land.
Oh, there's so much to say on the points you've just made. For starters, in terms of the kingmaking, now Roger Ailes is more than just the head of this Fox News channel and so forth. There's an excellent book that I would recommend listeners read. It's called Dark Genius by Curran Swint. And he also is a journalism professor. Just a superb book. It was published 4 years ago, and it explains how this guy Roger Ailes, fellow from Ohio, got a grounding in television. He was a director for the some listeners might remember the Mike Douglas show, and he began to understand the nature of television, how likability is very important, how presenting imagery and inventing imagery are key. And then it goes on, the book, to explain how Ailes then applied this knowledge politically to Nixon, to Reagan. He really invented TV characters out of these people. So here you have a guy who was, through his emissary, approaching General Petraeus, really to do what he did with Nixon, to do what he did with Reagan, for Petraeus to create a TV persona. As to the corruption of the Murdoch Empire, I mean, it's unbelievable. I hate to use the word again, unbelievable, but really, this is. I mean, we've had horrible forces in media through the years. William Randolph Hearst, for example, from your neck of the woods, certainly was a kingmaker too, and terribly corrupt with his chain of newspapers a century ago. But here, what you have with Murdoch is an international. Oh, there was a famous movie, of course, made about Hearst, Citizen Kane, and here you have an international Citizen Kane in the form of Rupert Murdoch doing his terribly dirty journalistic work, if you call it journalistic, really all over the world. I mean, something very, very tragic in my view, I believe so strongly in a free press, has been going on just in recent days in the United Kingdom. There were these proceedings and a major parliamentary inquiry into the corruption of Murdoch's media empire in the United Kingdom, and the final conclusion that was reached by the chair of the parliamentary panel was that this man Rupert Murdoch was unfit to run a media institution. Well, the bottom line there was that he might have been declared unfit, but he has continued. Running a media institutions in England and around the world. And now, back to what's occurred in recent days, which I think is potentially tragic, is that a panel in the United Kingdom, led by a judge, Sir Brian Leveson, has come out urging regulation of the press in the United Kingdom because of what was exposed during these investigations into the Murdoch Empire. So the press in the UK now is faced with what Leveson suggests is a law that would set up a press board which could mete out extremely heavy fines for what would be considered press misconduct and so forth and so on. Why? When the problem here is this very bad apple, Murdoch, the entire press of the United Kingdom is to lose its freedom to operate. It's a slippery slope, and it's a very, very bad thing. And what needs to be done in the United Kingdom, what needs to be done in the United States, is that this man, Murdoch, and his first lieutenant, Roger Ailes, these are not people who really should be in the role of running media. In this country, for example, to have a license to operate a radio or a television station, under our laws, under our Federal Communications Act, you have to be a steward of the community interest and be a person of high integrity to get the license, to continue to have the license, and so forth. And as that British parliamentary panel concluded, Rupert Murdoch is not a person of integrity to be allowed to do this sort of thing. Nevertheless, nothing happened. In the wake of what happened in the United Kingdom, all kind of rumblings in this country that our Federal Communications Commission should act in terms of Murdoch's broadcast properties and get him out. But in the end, nothing happened. What's in fact happening is what you mentioned at the beginning of the show. Here is Murdoch high on the media mountain, ready to take over the L.A. Times, one of the finest newspapers in the country historically, the Chicago Tribune. I mean, the man is getting bigger and bigger as he continues to corrupt political systems globally. And just, I mean, in terms of media, in terms of what media are supposed to be, in terms of what the press is supposed to be, it's an insult. It's an outrage. It's a horror show.
Well, Carl Grossman, I thank you so much for joining us here today. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Pleasure speaking to you.
Again, I've been speaking with Carl Grossman, who's a professor of journalism at the State University of New York College of Old Westbury. For more than 45 years, he has pioneered the combination of investigative reporting and environmental journalism, and is a chief investigative reporter for WVVH-TV and host of the nationally aired TV program Enviro Close-Up. He is the author of 6 books, including Cover-Up, What You Are Not Supposed to Know About Nuclear Power, Power Crazy, and The Wrong Stuff, The Space Program's Nuclear Threat to Our Planet. He's received the George Polk Memorial Award for Journalism and the James Aronson and John Peter Zenger Awards. We're going to take a brief station break and be back talking about how, in spite of Fox News and Rupert Murdoch's efforts to deny President Obama a second term, the Obama administration's FCC is going to allow Murdoch to buy the Los Angeles Times and the Chicago Tribune.
Bruce Rodner!
Sit down, man.
Glenn Beck!
Sit down, man.
Rand Paul!
Sit down, man.
LL Cool J!
Sit down, man.
Netanyahu!
Sit down, man.
Sarah Palin.
Sit down, man.
Newt Gingrich.
Sit down, man.
Toby Keith.
Sit down, man.